Like any mom, Elise Hagley thinks her child's pretty special.
She colors full faces with every single feature. 4 years old, eyebrows, chin, everything.
On one wall of Hagley's small office, there are pictures of her 4-year-old daughter, Rebecca, along with photos of families she's helped mentor. Not long ago, she herself was struggling. She gets emotional when she thinks about almost losing her newborn to adoption.
Because I remember holding her for a few seconds, and then she, I think the doctors took her, and then I remember a social worker saying, "You cannot have your child. You are facing 7 years in prison."
At the time of her daughter's birth, Elise Hagley was a meth addict.
I was in and out of King County Jail. I would be.
Were you stealing things?
Or? Yeah, I was. I was heavy into car prowling.
She had a rap sheet of misdemeanors and felonies. The state placed her baby in foster care. Now, if your child ends up in foster care, there are things you have to do to regain custody, like show up for supervised visits. If you're in prison, you usually can't meet those requirements. Meanwhile, there's this clock ticking. At 12 months, the state automatically starts the process to take your kids away forever. This quick termination of parental rights was mandated by a law that was signed by President Clinton back in 1997. The idea was kids with unfit parents shouldn't have to spend their entire childhood in foster homes. But Elise Hagley and moms who've been incarcerated say the short timeline is too harsh and too often prevents deserving parents from getting their kids back. Hagley says she was one of the lucky ones. A sympathetic judge ordered her to receive drug treatment instead of prison time.
And if it wasn't for him doing that, I don't even know what the outcome of the case would have been.
Once she was out of treatment, she was able to reunite with her 1-year-old daughter.
I remember she looked up at me. I was afraid she wouldn't know me. She looked up at me and held out her arms and smiled. And I knew it was at that moment that any other existence I had ever been living, this is what life was about.
In addition to taking care of her little girl, Hagley now holds down a job and is earning a college degree. Not every story has such a happy ending. Other mothers end up going to prison and permanently losing their kids.
Hi, Nadine.
Yeah.
Nadine Miller is one of them.
Can I get you some tea?
At her house in Tacoma, okay. She tells me she was addicted to heroin and, by her own admission, was an on-again, off-again mother to her 3 young children.
I could put together, you know, runs of clean time, and then I would go relapse, and I'd leave for the weekend or whatever. Sometimes it was a week, and then I'd come back.
The children were in and out of foster care. Then Miller was sentenced to 18 months in prison for heroin possession. That meant with the 1-year timeline, the state would likely terminate her parental rights while she was behind bars. Her oldest was just 6 years old.
When you're terminated, you don't, that's it. You're done. You don't get to talk to your kids until they're 18 and they come and seek you out.
Miller found a way to avoid formal termination. She voluntarily gave up her rights. It meant she could still have some minimal contact with the kids. So you're probably thinking, what's wrong with taking children away from a heroin addict? Well, consider this. Since Miller lost her children, she's gone through a methadone program and joined AA. She's beat her addiction. So what if the state wasn't so locked into its 1-year cutoff? What if a judge was allowed some leeway to give parents more time to change? Miller says it could have made a difference in her case.
If I would have had that other option, I think I would have asked for the extension, especially knowing that I only did 2 months in and I could have resumed visitations and that such. So
she knows her children were adopted by a good family and seem happy. Still,
do I think about it every day? Yes, because I'm their mother.
Miller says she's been clean and sober for about 5 years now. And there's new evidence she can be a good mother. She has another child now, 4-year-old Phoenix.
Hello, how are you doing? After circle time, we go outside.
On the afternoon I visit, he sits on his mom's lap talking about his day at preschool.
You guys go outside right after that, huh?
It's a fine line between keeping kids safe and ensuring parents who should get their kids back do. But supporters of a proposal in the state legislature say that's exactly what their bill does. Lillian Huco is with the group Legal Voice. She says the bill would give judges the ability to extend the 12-month timeline on a case-by-case basis.
We have parents that are doing everything they possibly can, and they're maintaining contact with their children. They're complying with our case plan, and the timeline comes up, and the state is really tied, and I don't think anyone intended that.
So far, no one's testified against the bill, and Hugo says it wouldn't mean parents would automatically be able to reunite with their kids. The best interest of the child would still be the top priority. But she says, why not give judges the discretion to acknowledge that a parent can change? Paula Wissel, KPLU News.